Hello, everyone, and welcome to my first minisode, Peter's Savage Solutions, where therapy is expensive, but Reddit is free. Tonight, we're serving up relationship drama, hotter than gaycation in Ibiza, roommate chaos, and enough awkward dating stories to make you question your own taste. Buckle up, because if you think you've got problems, you clearly haven't seen these. Everyone, it's Peter here for my first minisode, and I'm joined with Sean today. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing good.
Awesome. So we're here for my first minisode, where I serve my brutal honesty on a platter for every single person to hear. So how this is going to work is Sean's going to share some stories that he found on the internet and some that people send in, and I'll just give you some advice. So take it away, Sean, whenever you're ready.
All right, let's see here. Let's start with this one. So my 42-year-old husband.
Oh, this is good already.
I am a 42-year-old female, has informed me he intends to go on a gaycation with his brother-in-law, 35 male, in Ibiza. How do you say that?
Ibiza.
How do I handle this?
Ooh, with a dildo, first off, that's what it sounds like. But anyway, I will try and withhold judgment.
So, hi there. I really wish I didn't have to make this post, but here it goes. So me and my husband have been happily married for about 16 years, give or take.
Clearly not.
We both have stable careers, good family life, and are fairly fortunate despite the cost of living racking the UK right now.
Oh, I did not expect them to be English. From the UK.
We have two boys, 15 and 10, and up until Sunday, I thought we had it pretty good. We argue sometimes, of course, but never get too bad, and we have pretty decent sex with some exploration.
Clearly not, because you have sex once every 5 years. You have two children.
But I won't get into that. Long and short is, on Sunday, just after I dropped our boys off at their friends, my husband asked me if we had the house alone, and more importantly, do I have a minute? I said yes, and he sat me down and then got out this printed poster for some sort of orgy and started explaining to me the concept of a gaycation. It's where straight men go somewhere with sun, sand, and booze and become gay for the duration of the trip. But that's fine, because it doesn't actually count, because that happens on a gaycation, and what happens on a gaycation stays on the gaycation. I was completely silent and mortified, even more so when he said he was going to be looking into booking a trip to Ibiza next year with his brother-in-law, his sister's husband.
Oh, so some family drama here. First off, I want to point out that you are not happily married, because if you were, then you probably would have used some dildos at this point and you would have satisfied your husband, because he's clearly not satisfied and he wants to go do some anal plunging and exploring for himself. So, yes, please continue. Oh, wait, sorry. This is with the brother-in-law, too.
Also, can I say that that is not what a gaycation is?
No. It is basically an orgy, though.
Don't get me wrong. A lot of gays will probably have an orgy on their gaycation, but it is not for straight men to go and explore being gay for the time being.
No, and it is not a hall pass. Your husband likes dick. So, just moving on.
Okay, so he was adamant he doesn't find men's bodies or their genitalia exciting at all, but he needs to experience this. I said, well, I'm really not comfortable, because even if he was bi, this would be explicitly cheating on me. And he got angry and reiterated he's not, because that's the beauty of the gaycation, etc.
Okay. I don't understand where this gives you a hall pass. You want to go ahead and you want to be a butthole pirate. That is your business. That's totally fine. But you can't sit here and tell your wife of God knows how long you've been happily married.
16 years, 16, give or take.
16 years. Okay. And in that time period, you had sex once at 10 years and then once at 15 because you have two children. That's probably it. But yeah, this isn't a free fucking hall pass. So this woman better do something and kick him out or get dildos and explore his anus. I don't know.
I just had enough and left the room. I ignored him for the rest of the day, but we spoke at tea, where I again asked him why he wants this so bad if he's not gay. He said how he's interested in how gay men's lives differ to straight men's, and that unfortunately, once the gaycation begins, it's simply impossible for a man to resist and must surrender himself mind, body, and soul to the gaycation or be destroyed.
Well, he'll definitely be destroyed.
His asshole will be destroyed by the end of this gaycation.
Yes, definitely. But why is he comparing this gaycation to an ayahuasca trip?
I have no idea.
Like, when you start, you can't stop?
I feel like he saw some kind of crazy Hollywood movie, and he's thinking that's what his life is going to be like if he does this.
It's like a baby bottle pop. So once the cock pops, you just can't stop. I don't know. I don't know. This sounds inappropriate.
I really can't put into words how surreal it was because he was speaking so matter-of-factly. And he again insists that this is a thing that straight men do all the time and how he's actually doing it a bit late. I just said to him, if he has any love for me, then he can't go ahead with this. And if he does, the marriage will be dead. We didn't speak anymore after that. Since then, he's mentioned no more of it, but somehow, and this is what scares me a lot, that decision genuinely seems to be tearing him apart. He didn't go.
Oh, I'm sure it was. And you're in your garage. It was surely tearing him apart.
Oh my God.
I can only...
A large phallic object.
I'm sure it was. He was probably douching with anything he could find. She is not satisfying his very needs at all. But again, he didn't divulge that he liked dick. I'm on her side right now.
So what is your advice for her?
My advice for her is to stop being a dipshit. Talk to your husband. Say, if you don't feel sexually satisfied, is there anything that I can do? Is there anything I can put in your ass? We'll start with fingers. We can move all the way up to fists because it sounds like that's what you want when you're going on your gaycation. We can go as far as you want. We can go elbow deep.
He wanted to be ready for that at least by the end of it.
Well, with her dainty wrists, I'm not sure that he'll be ready for that kind of plunging. But yeah, you just need to talk to him, or you just need to, while you're having your, what was it, satisfactory sex?
She said that their sex life was pretty decent with some exploration.
Decent is not something that you should compare your sex life to. So next time when you're having sex, I should say fornication because you're British, or yeah. So I'm going to say that.
From the UK, that's what we know.
Yeah, that's all we know. But still, I should say fornication because it sounds more proper for you. However, the next time you're having sex, maybe just pop a thumb in there. See how he enjoys it. It might make him harder. I don't know. This is really hard. She wishes. Anyway, yeah, I think that you should explore his anus.
Anus.
Yeah, explore that because it's clear that that's the sort of pleasure he wants right now. And if it doesn't work out with you, then you've only wasted 16 years of your life.
Oh my God.
And you don't really need to start all over again. You have both children. They can just go from there. And when you're in diapers, you're going to wish that you shoved a finger in his ass.
Would you like to know how things turned out for her, what she did?
She seems like the kind of catty person to kick somebody out. So please continue.
Yes, update. I've contacted my husband to tell him he won't be staying at home tonight. A bag would be waiting for him. As you can imagine, we argued quite badly. I won't go into the specifics, but now I'm 100% on board with the fact that at minimum, he's bi. Might even be gay altogether. We've had arguments in the past, but I genuinely never seen him have such a childish tantrum before. Screaming about how I just don't understand.
Well, I don't think women should have anal because you don't have prostates. So she definitely doesn't understand.
My God.
However, with the throwing the trash bag out, you're being a little generous, but also you're stupid because you're kicking your husband out. He's clearly staying with you. If he wants to go fuck dudes, that's all on him, but you need the double income. So let him stay in your house while he goes to fuck dudes. And you can go out and do whatever it is you do to pleasure yourself, but you'll still be financially secure.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah, she's got two kids. There's no way she's just doing that by herself and then keeping him. I guess she is financially sound because she kicked his ass out. So, never mind. No, not never mind. Yeah, you should still keep the double income. It's really good for you to go to sex parties.
Oh.
And meet someone new.
Oh my God.
So you can have decent sex.
More decent sex?
Yes, decent.
With some exploration?
That is the word every person wants to hear when it comes to their sex life. Decent.
All right, I've got a short one for you here.
Okay, I hope you have a short one for unnamed there too.
I'm new to Reddit and hoping to seek some guidance while keeping my identity private. I've been with my partner for nearly a decade. Our relationship is strong. We live together and run a business side by side. However, in recent years, I've been feeling a strong desire to explore my sexuality with another man. This feeling has intensified over time.
So first off, can I point out he's trying to keep this anonymous, but now we know he is a man. This is why we should not use pronouns. Anyway, moving on.
This feeling has intensified over time. While I still care for my partner, my physical attraction to him has diminished. I realize this might seem superficial, but he has gained significant weight and doesn't seem to prioritize his health like he used to. Additionally, he often struggles with depression and tends to dwell in negativity. As we both age, I feel conflicted because I yearn for a fit, positive partner, at least in a sexual sense.
Okay, so we heard the word fit first off on this. So you're from either the UK or Australia. This is quite fit. So we know where you are, Mr. Anonymous. Continue.
I've attempted to discuss my feelings with him, but he tends to react emotionally and it often leads to irrational conversations. There's a lot more to my situation, but I'm really looking for supportive and understanding feedback. I've been grappling with this for far too long and could use some kindness.
What you could use is some fucking therapy, first off. Second off, your husband's getting fat because you're depressing him. Because you want a fit partner. However, if you weren't such a judgmental bitch, you would know that he's suffering with depression. So that might cause him to nom, 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 and not nom, 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 nom your asshole, which is clearly what you want. How, on top of that, this situation I find absolutely disgusting. When two gays get into a relationship and someone gains weight, this sounds kind of like our relationship, but when somebody gains weight, they have enough hatred for themselves when they used to be skinny. You don't need to pile that on like some petty little bitch. And then you're sitting here saying, oh, how do I approach this with him? Do you not hear how much of a fucking dickwad you sound? Like, I want to approach the fact that you're a fat fuck now and you don't want to have sex with me. You're overeating your fucking Doritos or whatever crisps you call it over there. And where you're like, oh, okay, well, I want to bring it to him because I want someone who's fucking skinny and takes care of their health. How about you get his mental health back in check? And I'm sure the rest will follow. But when these fit. I really hate this fucking word. Can't you tell? When fit people decide that their partner is getting overweight and that's the reason you don't love them anymore, then you are incapable of love. So you should fuck off. You should love your partner no matter what. And also, studies show that the bigger the belly, the better the lover. So you should probably fucking explore that a little bit more and pop a zanny in his fucking asshole so that you guys can enjoy your sex.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's my take.
I don't disagree with you. I feel like that is a common thing in relationships, especially long-term relationships. And if you're truly going to be together, you have to find a way to work through those things.
You have to find a way to go to the fucking gym together. Make it subtle. Start making healthy meals. Wait a minute. We didn't mention if he's the cook in the household, because if he's the cook in the household, it's your fault.
Well, he said that there's a lot more to the situation, but by saying that and then saying that you're looking for supportive and understanding feedback, it sounds like you already know that you're the one in the wrong and you just want someone to tell you that you're right.
Yeah, and you're not being supportive. Like, you're being the opposite of what you're looking for. You're being a fucking douche canoe. You need to shape up or ship the fuck out, motherfucker, because it sounds like the depressed guy is actually a better fit for other people.
Yeah, potentially. Maybe you're the reason he's depressed.
You're the drama.
Are you the drama?
Yeah, he fucking definitely is. And he sounds like a twink. And he really does. They are probably the most superficial people in the gay community.
It's weird, though, because it can go one of two ways. They're either super, like, really superficial and hateful, or they're not at all.
Yeah, anything in life can go.
No, but I mean, it's never right in the middle. It's always one extreme or the other.
But this one, you can definitely tell it's a twink. It's a twink. And you probably look like a fucking stick bug. And you're sitting over here. The man's going to keep you warm at night. You may not like the extra poundage, but it will benefit you in the long run. Why don't you eat a fucking cheeseburger?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if you're vegan. And eat a fucking eggplant burger.
Eat an Impossible burger.
Yeah.
Those are really good.
Impossible for them to fucking be supportive to their fat fuck that's going nuts over here. There's clearly some underlying issue, and it starts with a twink.
Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
All right.
I will support you in this. See how easy that was?
So this is a series of hookup / dating stories.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All rolled into one. I hooked up with a guy, and that very night, he told me he wanted to live together next year. I noped the fuck out of his room, and the next week found his blog, in which he detailed his plans to reel her in, have a baby, and psychologically destroy her. He was expelled from college the following week for having a couple machetes, a sword, and a bunch of rocket fuel in his room.
What the fuck was he gonna do? Napalm the bitch's pussy?
I don't know.
He was going to gut her like a fucking fish. He was going to lay her to the side and fucking cut that open from clit to freaking nose. And then light it on fire.
She says.
With Cass.
I sure know how to pick him. Went on a blind date with a guy once, and within 2 hours of meeting him, he took my phone and started deleting all the male contacts. His reason when I asked him what the fuck he was doing... It's not healthy to have this so many men in your life. Don't worry. I'm going to be here to help you through this.
Excuse me? After 2 hours? 2 hours.
I have a question. Why did he have your phone in the first place?
Yeah. Why did he have your phone? Yeah, I would be on his side for this. Why the fuck do you have so many men in your phone? But yeah, I wouldn't be deleting that shit. And second off, like, what? Why? Why? He sounds like a controlling serial killer. You should get away from that fucking Bundy there.
It's like he's just going through Jonathan. Who's Jonathan? That's my cousin.
Yeah, he wants to
wear... Corey? Who's Corey?
He wants to wear your skin, so you should probably get away from that. You definitely know how to pick them. Where are you finding them? Serial Killers Anonymous?
That's my question. Like, how did you come across this? That was a blind date.
Oh, well, I'm sure she would have been blind had she gone home with him. He would have put her eyes in a fucking jar.
some of these get, I don't know that they get better, but they're just as crazy. I had a guy text me 60 times within 1 hour to come over and hang out. Never responded to any of the texts, but he just kept them coming.
C-U-M-M-I-N-G.
No. No, this is C-O-M-I-N-G.
Okay, 60 fucking texts. Was he sitting outside your house? He probably was. He's seeing you from the windows. He's looking at you.
Probably.
Yeah, that's... he's looking at you and masturbating from the fucking trees.
Oh my God.
He seems
he's like the guy
that.
In Little Nicky.
Yeah, he seems like that asshole. It, or that creep. Was there was a peeper, right? There
yeah.
was a peeper that would freaking go out and jerk off in trees to some bitch's tits. That's what he's doing. But he can only see you like screening his text and he's like getting off on it. So he just keeps texting you.
Oh my, maybe. There are probably people like that. Everyone, there's a kink for everything.
Yeah, he's definitely got a kink. There's a notch in his fucking cock now because of him masturbating to her,
oh
ignoring.
Oh my God. All right, continuing. Was on a second date with a guy to a sushi place. He brought his own chopsticks and would only use his own pen to fill out the sushi form and sign the credit card receipt.
Oh my God, germaphobe. A germaphobe. So is he, it's a second date. She sounds like a hoe, first off. Second off.
We don't know how close together these dates were.
Yeah, we don't, but it sounds like she hooked up with all of them. It just does.
We're not slut shaming here.
No, but do to each his own, by all means, pimp your pussy out. But what? Oh, okay. So he's a germaphobe. Is he going to be okay with going down there and, you know, eating it out like shellfish?
Probably not. But I have a question. How does a germaphobe go out to eat in general? Because you brought your own chopsticks. Those come wrapped. So you couldn't.
Not unless they're the metal ones where you, like, sterilize them.
I've never been to a restaurant. Okay, maybe I have.
Yeah. So he brought his own chopsticks. He's going to bring his own dental dam, too. He's really going to avoid those germs on your poon-poon.
I don't have the experience of knowing how often those are handy, but I can't imagine it's all the time. So if he wanted to use one, it's probably his responsibility to bring.
He has a whole fucking drawer. That's what it sounds like. Whole drawer. He double wraps.
Last story from her. Dated a self-proclaimed scene king. Literally had a notebook of people's names and how many scene points they had. After a month or so, realized he was indeed crazy and broke up with him. When I did, he screamed, "You just committed scene suicide!"
What the fuck does that even mean? Wait, is this a scene, like, scene kid? Like,
yeah,
with
like
the
a,
hair
yeah.
and everything? Oh my God. Scene points? There's a point system?
I didn't know. I had no idea. I went to school with high school with a lot of scene kids.
Yeah.
I did too. I didn't know there was a point system. I would have been trying to get in on that. I'm very competitive.
I was a scene kid and I didn't know there was a point system. Clearly, I was not seeing enough. But, like, what?
No, I've seen pictures. You definitely would have been, like, up there on the scoreboard.
I didn't know there was a scoreboard. This is the point. Well, what the fuck does that even mean? And how did you come? She must be seen, too.
How can she not be?
If he was dating her
and yeah. he was keeping a notebook of scene points for people, I wonder how many scene points she had.
I want to know what qualifies as a scene point. Is it just the hair or is like the eyeliner out of whack? So that's like a point deduction. I don't fucking know.
Do you have to know all the words to every Bright Eyes song?
I always wondered if girls had... Since they have the scene hair, do they have like scene hair cut pubes? Does it have
like the
bang
the
to the side?
Bang, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Angled Merkin down there. Hers was a little off. One cunt hair off.
No, they give it like a raccoon tail yeah. down there.
Yeah, she didn't have enough stripes down there. So she wanted, how many dates was this?
She said it was a month in, after a month.
A
you
month.
Dated him for a month of him keeping a notebook of people's names and scene points. He was allotting them.
Yeah, and your points. So where did you rank? I want to know.
I have so many questions for this
where
person.
Where the fuck does she find these people? That's what I want to know.
Where is she from? Where are you that all of these people are in your dating pool?
Yeah, because I want to know what state to avoid. This sounds really dangerous. It sounds like there's a lot of serial killers in your area.
What is going on where you live?
Apparently not enough, so they're killing each other and eating each other and deleting each other's contacts. These all sound like fucking douchebags, but it also sounds like your ass just attracts them. So maybe you should move somewhere where there are less attractive men, or by your standards, less attractive men. And maybe you should start keeping a journal of all of these men and the qualities that you don't like, because you clearly attract everything that's wrong with every man. They all want to wear your skin. They want to take your fucking breasts and remove them and lick them and just, I don't know. She found like the mother load of Dahmers and Bundys.
I have a theory. She is either like way too nice to people. It just talks to everyone and then people and gives everyone the chance and therefore ends up with these crazy lunatics. Or she is just as fucking crazy as they are.
Yeah.
And she's attracting someone just like herself.
Or she just gives it away too freely.
Or that.
That's what I'm saying. She's throwing that poon everywhere. That little coontail merkin is all over town.
God.
They all know her. They all keep it. They're keeping journals on her. They want to see how many points she gets.
That's actually how she met them, when she was getting her coontail merkin done.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how she could have dealt with germaphobe boy. She probably, no, that was second date, right? Second date with the chopsticks.
Yeah, that was second date.
I hope there wasn't a third, but knowing her, I don't know her, but it sounds like there was a third. And
if the D was good enough, I'm sure she went back for a third. I'm sure the germaphobe thing didn't scare her off.
It would have scared me off. What are you going to do? How do you even hold hands when you're germaphobe?
I don't know.
Does he finger you?
Oh.
If he
yeah, with one of those little finger condoms.
That sounds terrible. That sounds like it carries more germs than that's in her pussy. I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
So I guess moral of the story is, don't look for all of these serial killers in your life. Don't let your husband go on a gaycation to Ibiza when you can clearly satisfy him by shoving a few fingers in his ass.
Pegging is fine. Pegging is fine.
Yeah, peg him. Peg him hard, because clearly that's what he wants. And yeah, I don't really have anything else to say. These people
are fucking
nuts.
And stop fat shaming your partners.
Yes, stop fat shaming, because it sounds like you're just a dick ball and you probably need to, I don't know, have a cock shoved down your throat so you can't breathe. Just thing.
You might like that.
No. He just sounds like he needs to eat something, because maybe I'm just hungry. He sounds like an asshole.
An Impossible Burger sounds really good right now.
Yeah, not when I'm thinking about him and him like getting pissed off about his partner's 300-pound life.
We don't even know how big he is.
We don't, but shit, it can't be that substantial.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But anyway, that's a wrap. Remember, if your love life feels like a dumpster fire, you're absolutely not alone. Thanks for tuning in. And if you got stories that can top these, slide into our DMs. We're dying to hear them. Until next time, stay petty, stay honest, and maybe keep those scene kings at a distance. Bye.
Bye.